Blog Talk Radio.
In the dark and all alone, growing comfortable, are you?
Yes. As we are listening to the worship experience that we're having right now, we will just ask that you will text 773-779-2900 to let us know that you are present. Please text 773-779-2900 to let us know that you are present. We are, as soon as everyone gets in, we will go over some information for this session and then talk about how this session, along with the masterclass, how we will work those together. So thank you, Evangelist, for letting me know that you are present. I appreciate that. Well, hello. It is definitely a pleasure to be able to serve our Blog Talk family and our life coaching students. Just kind of say something so I can make sure that everybody is hearing me. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes,
I just need one yes and I can run forward.
Yes, Apostle.
Amen. Wonderful. So part of what we are going to do is, because there are a lot of things going on with CCTI this unit. And so what I want to make sure is that the individuals that are on this call here, I want to first make some assessments. Did any of you all sign up for the master class? Are any of you all signed up for the master class?
I think I only got
the
one.
Say
that again, please.
What does the master class entail?
That's the class that's going on right now. that Prophet Henderson is facilitating. It is called The Church's Response to the New Today, how we're going to process in the midst of these pandemics that have created just a new way of thinking and doing things. So I'm trying to find out if anybody signed up for that.
I only had the one application.
Okay, so the application, if you filled out the application that just went out.
Well, yes, that's probably a few days ago.
No.
Right. I mean, but is it for the $30 class?
Yeah.
Anybody on? Okay, so you're a Blog Talk student. I mean, not a Blog Talk. You're a Zoom student. Excuse me. I'm definitely multitasking here. Definitely multitasking. So I want to make sure that the students hear, because these classes, it is a possibility that they will run at the same time. And so while neither of the classes are slated to be a full 3 hours, because my class is only slated to be an hour, I am trying to assess if we need to do an hour with them. The classes for you all that have registered with me, those classes we will make available to you and just begin to bridge some of the conversation and show within the structure of the church's response to the new today, looking at that from the lenses of life coaching and from counseling and just kind of the emergency or first responders from that perspective. That's why I'm just trying to assess if any of you were signed up for that class.
I did sign up with the application and paid the $30 for that. I wasn't sure if those
if it was something different.
Yeah, I wasn't. I didn't know that they were separate.
There are two different classes. Is there anybody else in Evangelist Katie's position?
No, I didn't sign up. I was going to sign up, but then I saw they was running at the same time, so I didn't sign up.
Who's speaking?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Pastor Delos, Apostle.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, hello, Pastor. Okay, were you interested in that class, the church's response to the new today?
I was interested in it, yeah, but I want life coaching, too.
No. That's not a problem, because, again, we can use that as the framework, and we can build on it, because we can take the information that all of the presenters will print in that class, in those classes, and then we can take that information and begin to go, now how do you respond? What is the scriptural response from that? How do you begin to have some random chats of care with the people that you've been working with? We can pull it in. So that's why I'm just trying to find out if the people on this line are interested in that information as well.
Yes, I am.
Okay, that's Pastor Deloach. Anybody else?
Yes, I am, Apostle.
That sounds like Pastor Bailey, is it?
Evangelist.
Who just said that? Evangelist Shannon. Oh, wonderful.
Hey, Apostle, this is Metropolitan.
Apostolic
Evangelist was interested in information about the coaching. She wasn't sure how the program is working. She wanted some information on it so she knows how to move forward.
Okay. Not a problem. So part of, well, everybody, we are honored to have the Metropolitan on the line, so greetings to you. And so since you're here, why don't we just let you open us up in prayer?
Oh, okay.
I mean, since you're here.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you on this wonderful evening. God, we thank you for everything that you have done. We thank you for these students, oh God, who are using their gifts in the way that you have called them to as you expanded them. Thank you for the program that is established, oh God, that will allow us to be able to move forward. with what you have called for in this day and in this age. And so, God, as you take control of the meeting, open up our hearts and continue to write on our minds your special agenda in moving forward. Bless the teachers. Oh, God, bless the program. Heavenly Father, and for what it's doing to change the very face of this nation, not only today, but even for tomorrow. And so we thank you and bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So what's going to happen with the life coaching class? Because some of you, quite a few of you have all started at different times. So we are trying to develop a process by which, one, you can get your hours in, because you have to get so many hours in of instructional and of direct care or one-on-one. So with that being said, part of what can happen is you can spend your first hour to hour and a half with the master's class entitled The Church's Response to the New Today. Then we can come together and meet for about a half hour, 45 minutes, and what we'll do is we'll take that information and we will begin to create a dialogue as to how that becomes relevant for the people group we're sent to. How do we begin to use that? With all of the crises that are emerging in the new today, how do we use scripture to attack it without, almost without sounding religious, but creating relationship. Out of chaos is going to emerge these phenomenal ministry opportunities to get to know the Lord. We just have to be willing to capitalize on these ministry opportunities. So how does that sound for people?
That sounds great.
So the whole, so what I'm going to do, because you guys are on the phone with me right now, and ideally I actually need you guys to be on the Zoom link. So this is what I want you to do. Is this possible for you to open up a Zoom link and go to Zoom as well? Then we will come back and dialogue together very shortly. Is everybody able to do that?
Yeah. Say that again, Apostle. You want us to do what?
So to give you the Zoom information so that you can go and be a part of that, and then you're going to stay on with me and Blog Talk. As soon as that's through, we will continue so I can tell you how we're going to progress forward.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Are we all able to do the Zoom link? We ready?
Yeah,
let me know when everybody is ready so I can give you the meeting ID.
Yeah.
It's the same one she sent in the email, right?
No, I can't speak to that.
Okay, give me the information about it.
Okay, so the Zoom meeting ID is 623-274-0566.
Okay.
Is everybody on?
No, not yet. I'm getting there.
I'm getting there.
There's a lot of people on the line, so is anybody else getting there?
Getting there.
I'm on, Apostle. Apostle Henderson is up. Is that the one I should be looking at?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you hear me? Hey.
It says, let me try it one more time.
Don't do that.
Okay, so is everybody
waiting for your letters in?
There you go.
Waiting for your letters in.
Just getting incorrect passcode.
Okay, I didn't give you a passcode. All I did was
here.
I did. You didn't need anything. All you needed to do was open Zoom and press join meeting and put the meeting ID in.
Sorry about that, Apostle.
Not a problem. Are you in?
Yes, ma'am. I'm in.
I'm still learning. I didn't even have my computer turned on.
Yes,
I'm in. Everybody on Blog Talk in?
I'm in, Pastor. With Pastor Deloach, I'm in.
Amen. Amen. Evangelist Shannon is in.
Okay, Evangelist Shannon in, 2 points. Evangelist Katie in. Okay, Pastor Deloach is in. Who else?
Ruby's in.
I know Apostolic Evangelist Ruby is on. I see her. Who else is on this line that needs to get in? Overseer is on. Whose phone number ends in 9859? Did you get on? Whosever phone number ends in 9859?
Yes.
You're on?
Evangelist Shannon. Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Whose phone number ends in 3562? 3562, are you on? I'm going to say they are. Whose number
That's
ends
me.
In
I'm logging into my terminal.
Okay. Whose number ends in 2896? 2896, are you on? 2896, last four digits, are you on? Jesus. People. Whose number ends in 2896? Did you get on? Yeah. Okay. Whosever number ends in 2896, do you need assistance? Hello?
We're in.
So did the person ending in 2896 get on? The last four digits of their phone number is 2896. Did you get on?
There's a lot of y'all in there.
Okay. I am going to assume everybody is on. We are going to hold our Blog Talk class. I'm going to put you on mute on Blog Talk. And we're going to go from there.
I can't even hear. What is wrong? Let's blog and talk. Welcome back. Evangelist Katie, yay.
Hey, I never left, actually.
Me either. I stayed on. I just put it on mute.
Yeah, that's all I did.
That's exactly what I did. That's all I did as well.
Yeah. I could
you should go grab my sibling. All right, so this should go relatively quick for us then. So I'm going to give you all two options. I am completely flexible. So would it be beneficial for you all to take the first class, which is the church's response to the new today, and then come over to Blog Talk with me for an hour, which is kind of how most of you did it the last few units. But I want to know if that's something that you all would like to do. You would take the first class with all of the different presenters, and then you would come to me for, it wouldn't be quite an hour, but you would come to me and we would show the relevance of it as it is experienced and lived out, the practicality of what we're speaking about. You will get that in my class. So we will talk about how we respond as life coaches or as counselors or as emergency response individuals, as crisis counselors. So we would begin to assess as we look at from the first class, how you eradicate, educate, equip, empower, and endure. What does that look like practically lived out? So as you're doing these random chats of care, as you are sharing with individuals, what are some of the things that we need to begin to share or to impart in individuals as we're in this new today? So specifically, as this all emerged out of the pandemic, but as the church is establishing itself in the midst of the pandemic, as your voices and your ministries are being established in the midst of the pandemic, Joshua, remember the third chapter and the fourth verse says, look, you've not passed this way before. This is new. Do not try to utilize old teachings, old methodologies, old strategies, because it won't work. This is a new way. And so the Bible tells us, you know, you can't put new wine in old wineskins. And so there is a need that is emerging to understand how the Lord wants this done now. So this didn't take him by surprise. It just took us by surprise. And so what we do with that, Deuteronomy 7:22 and Exodus 23 and 30 says, look, he's going to drive them out little by little. And so the scripture talks about driving out the enemies little by little. But the enemies in today's context could be, you know, our old thought pattern, our old belief systems, our traditions, our old way of doing. He says, look, I'm going to deal with that and get rid of that. I'm not going to just, you know, get it from you all at one time. I'm going to do it little by little. But it's going to be a continuous process until you become faithful and until you possess the land, until you have possessed the riches, until you possess the truth, until you possess a new foundation. So that is Deuteronomy 7:22 and Exodus 23 and 30. Mm-hmm. So is that something you all interested in doing?
Sounds good. Any way you want to offer.
Say that again. Wonderful. I love you all's flexibility. So that's how we're going to do this. I will.
This is Minister Brenda. That's fine with me too.
Oh, wonderful! I'm glad every new wine. We will address it from that perspective. So, what the best way to do this is to say that as soon as that class is over, we are going to start. Nothing will start before 6:30, and nothing will go past 9:30. So we will always make it work. If there are some things that we specifically need to go over or, you know, review, then we can do that. So, and what this is going to actually help with you all is because we're going to do it this way, you're going to end up getting double the hours, double the instructional hours, because we have taken this, as opposed to doing it for 1 hour, it's going to be approximately 2 or 2.5 hours. So however many hours we put in, we will make the modifications so that you all can go through this program and it doesn't have to be belabored. There are new people that are joining this program. Those of you who have started from the beginning, you will not be held back until they catch up. We will, again, meet with them individually, one-on-one, assign them to some individuals that can walk it through it. And when you're done, they will just continue the process. Next, you all were responsible for turning in some life work. Lots of life work was due Sunday by 11:59. I want to say that was the 24th, I believe. I don't want to get that wrong. I believe it was the 24th by 11:59. So first of all, thank you to everyone who adhered to that. I so appreciate that. Thank you for those of you who turned that in to Elder Sharita. I definitely appreciate you following that protocol. If you don't have in, if you have not turned your work in, you need to get that in. It will not be, you will not get full credit. Because, again, it was due in, and this is a different kind of process. In addition, if you have, if you're going through this life coaching, in, any of the individuals online, complete the life coaching emergency response, first responder training with the American Association of Christian Counselors. We made that available to people last year. Did anybody complete that training that's in this class right now? Okay. Nobody, did anybody start it? Well, I guess that's a no. Okay. Then I can go on because the rest wouldn't be applicable. Any questions, comments, or concerns?
No. Apostle, I do.
Okay. Just no problem. Please ask. Just tell me who I'm speaking with.
Apostolic Evangelist Ruby.
All right. Hello, Apostolic Evangelist. How are you?
I'm good, Pastor. I just have questions. I just want to make sure that I'm understanding this because I am new. So I gathered from the beginning of the conversation when I logged on, was you basically, in a nutshell, just saying that by taking your this coaching class with you, still take the master class with Prophet Henderson?
You're going to take the master class, and then when you leave that master class, you're going to come over to this class with me.
Okay, that's what I wanted to make sure. Okay, that's what I thought. I wanted to make sure that was clear. Okay, so I guess I need to reach out to Minister Sharita because I wasn't unsure, so I was just coming in to ask questions so I knew what I needed to do. So I need to I need to know, like, I guess how much the class is and throughout the registration.
Right. Elder Sharita can walk you through the registration and
okay.
the cost. Because
okay.
these are
okay.
two different costs and what she can make
okay.
all that clear.
Okay. So, okay. And today is basically like the intro first class, so I'm okay for right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
all right.
you are.
That's all I wanted to know.
You're
gonna
make it work.
Okay.
You're fine.
All right.
Any
thanks.
Other concerns? Hello. Any other concerns? Okay.
Impossible.
How did you...
yeah.
Tell me who I'm speaking with.
It's Katie. I just wanted to know
oh.
to make sure. I don't know. If I missed any assignment at all, it looks like from my notes that I did turn in everything, but I'm not sure.
Okay. I'm not the one that has an answer to that. Yeah, because I don't process you all's paperwork. Someone else does.
Okay.
So I probably strongly encourage people to compare notes with each other, listen to the classes, because I don't have a running list of these are the 15 or 20 things that you're responsible for. So I don't even check it off like that for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everything that I had in my notes, I turned in. So,
well, we will go with the concept that to him to know to do. If they don't do what they know to do, so that person is a sin. So, if you did what you knew to do, you should be good.
Okay.
Okay, this is Minister Brenda. Are we gonna get a chance to address the curriculums that we developed?
Yes, you're gonna talk. We're gonna talk about the curriculums. We're gonna talk about the random chats of care. Yes, we are.
Oh, great. Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna implement your curriculum. So, absolutely. Anybody, anything else?
Gotta dig out a new notebook.
Yes, you all will definitely need something to record in, you know, take your scribal notes and your work, and you probably... modern technology, you're going to have to do three videos. You're going to have to do three videos of a session. Excuse me?
No, go
Did
ahead. You're explaining.
Oh, okay. You're going to have to do three videos of some one-on-one.
Oh, Apostle, if I had known you wanted that, I could have recorded that while we were doing all of this.
No, that's why I didn't want you guys to record it while you were doing it. I wanted, so the thing that we developed in the first class is the church's response or the church's look at the new tomorrow. So then these videos, we are going to begin to look at your random chats of care. We're going to create a scenario, and your one video you're going to do with a classmate. You're going to completely walk it through while the rest of your classmates evaluate you. And then the other two videos, you will get consent. On the sharing as it relates to a particular topic of concern now that we're in the pandemic or, you know, within the scope of the pandemic, what spirits have come to the forefront that you have noticed that have come to the forefront that you may not have even have been aware of in times past, but they have surfaced now. How do you address it, and what is your spiritual curriculum for the restoration or of that scenario? So, yes, Minister Winslow, you are going to use your curriculum. Yes, everybody, you're going to use your random checks of care. You're going to turn, you should have already turned in your hours and what you, who you've been talking to, what you've been talking about, and now we're going to kick this up a notch, because based off of that, you're going to let me, you were responsible for your scriptural Rolodexes. And so, excuse me, what scriptures? You're going to have to develop scriptures that you have not used previously that are applicable to the place that we are at now in this pandemic. So, you know, the Lord will supply all of your needs is off the table. Give me another familiar scripture. All things work together for off the table. Cast your cares on off the table. So all of those normal scriptures that we normally use are no longer available to you. You're going to have to get a whole different set of scriptures in some different versions, okay?
Got it.
Comments, concerns?
No, ma'am.
Wonderful. Now, just yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, tell me
who I'm talking to,
Evangelist Shannon. I understand that you have a class. Yes, ma'am. I understand that you have a class already in progress, and there's a new class coming aboard. So now, does the new class coming aboard, do we begin from with the master's class and be brought forward, or are we trying to catch up to where the new class is?
Nope, you're not. Well, of course, some things are going to look like you're trying to catch up because you still have to get your hours in. You still have to do your random checks of care. So some basic things are foundational to this course. But other than that, you're just going to start where you're at and build from that. Because you all will go beyond where you'll keep going when they're finished.
Understood. Okay. Is it like a 12-month thing or 2-year thing?
It's just going to depend on how quick we do this. This is going to go quicker only because, honestly, you're going to get more hours in because you're doing two classes at a time.
I see.
So if the, you know, if this turns out to be a 3-hour Monday night, then where you were only getting 1 hour, you're going to be getting 3 hours. So it's about getting hours in. Okay. Some of this stuff you're going to do on a, from an independent study basis.
Understood. Thank you, Apostle.
Of course, you're welcome. So I don't want anybody to feel like they're behind or, oh my God, I'll never catch up with this. No, we're going to design it for where you're at. For those of you who are taking this class and you're also working on a degree or you're interested in pursuing your degree, you need to let me know because this will count towards that, and what the work you're going to do for your degree is going to count towards this certification as well. So if you're on the line and you're going, could you repeat that, please?
Yes, I'm sorry for interrupting. This is Loretta Turner, and yes, I am considering working for a degree.
Yes, yes, yes. If you just text me right now, first of all, Elder Sharita has some information for you. I worked on you today. So your information has already been turned in. What you're doing with us is going to count towards the masters, and we're working. She has an email and a phone number for you to call. Okay, and we're going to work in tandem to bring it together. Is there anybody else on the line that is interested in pursuing their degree?
This is Pastor Deloach. I am too, Apostle.
And Evangelist Katie.
Pastor Deloach and Evangelist Katie are both interested in pursuing their degree?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh. Okay, hold on, because Pastor Deloach, Pastor Deloach, Evangelist Katie. Okay, well, wait, hold that thought, hold that thought. Which degree, Pastor?
The bachelor's?
Text me. I don't.
Whatever obtainable.
Well, you know, we do bachelor's, master's, and doctorate's. So please text me the ones that you all are interested in pursuing so that we can get you started to do double duty, okay? So Minister Loretta, I have you. I turned your information in already. I did not, along with some other people, they're not on this call. But Pastor Deloach and Evangelist Katie, if you'll text me right now, then I can turn your information in as well.
Okay.
Apostle, this is Apostolic Evangelist. I guess I'll be texting you because I don't know what I'm in. I'm all over.
And Bishop over here talking in my ear.
Oh my God. Oh, all I know is this means if Metropolitan lets you get on the call with me, it's on now.
Oh,
I'm signing until I'm given permission.
I knew the setup. All right. I'll just text you, and then you can fill me in.
So, actually, almost half of this class, I just need to confirm this, may be working on a degree. So, if that is the case, and I will know this, and whatever modifications need to happen before next week, if that's the case, I am going to tweak some things around so that, without a doubt, your life coaching certification works in tandem with the degree that you all desire to pursue, okay?
Okay.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful. All right. Well, I'm glad we brought this up. Thank you, Minister Loretta. Very helpful. All right. I may have to look at this totally different. Okay. So as we move forward, I'm giving you some information. You're going to get a lot more information. Your life assignment work for today is to familiarize yourself. We gave this scripture out of Joshua that says you haven't gone this way before, you've not passed this way before. There are several different versions of that passage of scripture. And so I want you to begin to look at some of the people that you're sharing and some of the people that's anointed to hear your voice. And if the Lord is telling you, halt, stop. Because this is new, and your old methodologies and strategies won't work because they're not going to be applicable to this group of people. How does that shift what you share? Have it?
Can you
repeat that
again?
That's a bummer.
Sure.
So I'll repeat what I heard. Maybe that helps.
Oh, wonderful. Repeat what you heard.
Okay. So what I heard was understanding the Joshua scripture that you gave and looking at those who are attached to me. These are my words. I'm putting it in my words. Those who are attached to me and hearing from Holy Spirit whether or not the methodologies, the old methodologies that I've utilized will or will not work moving forward based on the Joshua scripture. Right?
Amen.
Now, which scripture was that from Joshua?
Joshua 3 and 4.
Thank you.
Of course, not a problem at all.
Time to shift.
Apostle, can I share something really quick?
Yes, tell me who I have the pleasure of speaking to.
Evangelist Shannon, new student.
Hello, Evangelist.
That's interesting that we're discussing this because in my dream last night, I heard a door close.
Uh-oh.
And it woke
Jesus,
me up.
Jesus, what is with this class and door closing? Go on, hold on.
So
don't step up, Evangelist, please. You're not the only person with closing doors, so I'm just making a note. All last week, the doors were closing. So just hold on because I need to make another note. No, I'm serious. Wait a minute. What's happening? Yes, doors were closing last week. So I made my note. Go on.
And then that door closing, I woke up. And I knew that it was a door in my dream, but I, you know, got up and the house was still peaceable. My daughter was upstairs. Nobody was roaming around. And it's interesting that you said that we're going to have to familiarize ourselves with this scripture because my old methodology, the ways that I used to do things, you know, the ways that I, that all that has
mm-hmm.
stopped. I have to throw all that out the window. I have to put all that in on the side in order to receive the new way that God wants to work with me for his church.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love it. I'm trying to think of a container that I want you all to get to just begin to write down some scriptures that were very beneficial for you in the past. The Lord is going to tell me what kind of container it's going to be because you're going to put them in that container and you're going to ask him for new scriptures that's going to uproot the traditional understanding of the old. Hold on because I'm trying to write this down. Wow, the more doors closing. Good Lord. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, I'll put the decree out there in January. Now, you put it out there, so these doors got to close.
Well, amen, amen. I'm very excited about this whole process. So I'm definitely
The interesting thing for me is that you know, as these doors were shut and I was at the end of the corridor was a set of double doors that he's trying to get me to real quick. No distraction by what was in the dimensions behind the other doors.
Wow. Well, amen. Okay, well. I'm excited about what the Lord is doing. That's all I know. So, I can't even begin to put my finger on it. So I'm definitely excited about what he's doing and glad that I get to witness it. So, nevertheless, let's do this. This is where we're at. That's your assignment that are due next week.
And so we're going to end this class. We're going to end this class. We're going to end this class. Wow. I'm thrown. The door's through me. So it's no problem. It's a good throwing. It's definitely throwing. So definitely a good throwing. So let's get excited about the Bible. It's so vast. The Bible is so big. I mean, I don't know. I don't remember. I used to know how many scriptures were in it. I'm going to have to look at my notes. But, and we haven't scratched the surface of utilizing all of the wealth that's in scripture. So I'm excited that he will afford us the opportunity to begin to get to know him and take him out of our box called our scriptural age. So, you know, we know God based off of these. We, you know, most people have, you know, 10 to a good 200 scriptures that they know him by. Imagine what happens when our mind is open to the rest of the scriptures. Can you imagine? So, you know, let's just pretend. Let's go with the premise that, I know it's 66 books in the Bible. I think it's 39 in the Old Testament. I don't really want to get this wrong. That would be embarrassing. But I believe it's 39 in the Old Testament, 27 in the New Testament, or, you know, relatively close. And so for how many of us is there a scripture, whether it's a scriptural promise or a prophetic word or word of inspiration or teaching that we have gleaned out of each book in the Bible? So we, without a doubt, it's 66 books in the Bible. We're not even going to add in those lost books or forgotten books or anything like that. Does anybody by any chance know? Oh, never mind. I guess I can look it up in the computer. Thank you. They always tell me to Google. Got it. All right, mm-hmm. So no problem. So there are 1,189 chapters in the Bible, 31,103 verses, and 807,361 words. So when you look at it that way, I want you to begin to think about what you know. Well, this is going to be really beneficial for us. So when we consider the Old Testament books of the Bible, the New Testament books of the Bible, the word, the what do you call it? The verses in those, you know, I'm looking at all of this and I'm creating an assignment. That may not be to you all's benefit, but.
Oh, wow.
But I will give you now a futuristic assignment. Because we have some students on here that I could give this assignment, but she'll have it done by the time I see her on Sunday. You can believe that. But nevertheless, good Lord to Jesus. I really think we're good. Bless you. We should look at one scriptural promise, one word of exhortation from every book of the Bible. I don't think that's too difficult. How do you all feel about that?
One scriptural promise from every book of the Bible.
One scriptural promise, one word of exhortation, and one teaching. One, give me a scripture that taught you something out of that book that you did not have that kind of revelatory insight. But because you have it now, your next random chat here is going to look a lot different.
All right. And on that note, we will end. Did you guys get it? Oh, I'm so excited. Hooray, Apostle.
So it's one promise, one exhortation, one what else, Apostle? This is Pastor Deloach. And what was the third part? I got the exhortation, the
teaching.
Promise, and what was the third?
Teaching.
Okay.
And it's due by the end of CCTI
no.
in 6 weeks, right, Apostle?
No, I didn't put a due date on it. I have not put a due date on it. Only because I don't know how it will evolve. So that's why I said if you all just start working on it now, it's not something that I'm going to say, you know, in 3 weeks it's due next week. No, this is going to be an ongoing project. I am going to find out how I can make this project count for a few things.
Mm.
Now, let me ask another question. Are any of the people, because I really don't know who, this isn't really bad. I don't know. It could be. It depends on who you are. Are any of the students online right now candidates for ordination or for elevation for 2021? Is anybody online a candidate for ordination and or elevation for 2021? Okay. All right. Got you. That answered my question, and I guess if you're online and you you believe you should be and you need to refer yourself, I mean, you know, that's available. But I'm trying to make some assessments to see how I can make your work count in more than one place. So I've enjoyed this time we've had together. I pray that it was as fruitful as for you as it has been for me. And until we meet again, may you enjoy and obey as you yield to the powerful ministry of the Holy Spirit. Bye-bye for now.
Good night, Apostle. Good night, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Okay, in episode...